Okay, today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph. We are on Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, and we are at Tana Yavesh, and that is about 10, 11 lines into the page, and we're going to first discuss the shear that one is chayav for Hotza'ah on congealed wine. So Tana Yavesh, if you have wine that's congealed, so the shear to be chayav in Hotza'ah for it is Bekazayis, because that's what happens when a Revius dries up and congeals, it turns into a Kazayis of solid. Divrei Rabbi Nosson, that's Rabbi Nosson's opinion. Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda say the same thing. They both hold that if you have a revius of liquid that dries up, it turns into a kezayis of a solid. Rabbi Nosson, Hada Amaran. Rabbi Nosson is what we said, that Yayin Karush, the shear for Hotzah is bekezayis, because a revius Yayin of Lach that dries up is going to be kezayis. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing in the following context. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Dvarim, Rabbi Yehuda says that there are six things, Mekule Beishamai, that Beishamai is more lenient on, Mechumre Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel is more machmir about these six things. There are other halachas that Beishamai is more mekle, and Beis Hillel is more machmir. It's just that when they went to Keren B'Yavne, where they used to sit shuros Keren, that's why they called it Keren B'Yavne, and everyone was made on those things that they knew. So these were these were the six things that Rabbi Yehuda was made about. That's how Maseches Edios works, that it was all learnt in one day. All the Chacham got together in Keren B'Yavne, and after the demand of Tein Li Yavne V'Chachameha, or the request of Tein Li Yavne V'Chachameha, so they got Yavne, they got the yeshiva, and they sat and were made. Each one stood up and was made about the teachings that they knew that they thought might otherwise be forgotten. So Rabbi Yehuda said shisha dvarim that are mekule beishamay mechum Rabbi Silel, and they are as follows. One of them is rather dam nevela beishamay mitarin. Beishamay holds that it's not included in basar nevela, which is an av hatumah, so it's tahar. Ubeisilel mitam. Beisilel says that dam is just like basar. And Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda av kishatimu beisilel lo tumuel b'dam sheyesh bo revius. Even when Beisilel is metame, that's only if there's a revius of the dam, because that dam could congeal and turn into a kezayis. So there you see that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds that same idea, that a revius of liquid, when it congeals and dries, turns into a kezayis of a solid. So Abaye rejects that which Rabbi Yosef says, that Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda say the same thing. Amar Abaye d'malohi. Maybe they're not really aligned with each other, because ad kam lo kam Rabbi Nosson hachal d'bay revius. Maybe he only says that you need a revius in order to have a sheer kezayis of karush. You need a revius that's eino karush by wine, which is not very thick, and when it congeals, it becomes much, much smaller. Aval bedam, meaning when it dehydrates, it becomes much smaller because it's a much more liquidy substance. Aval bedam de samach, but maybe blood, which is much more thick, maybe when it dries, it doesn't become so small as a kezayis. Kezayis lo by revius. In order to land with a kezayis of dam karush, you don't need to start with liquid that's a revius, and that's not like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that by dam, which is lach, that needs a revius, you need a kezayis of karush if you want it to be the equivalent of a revius. So inami, or you could say in the other direction, I can't look on Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, hasam, to kezayis sagi lebi revius. Maybe Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda only holds that a kezayis is sufficient to equal a revius el bedam de samach when it comes to dam, which is thicker, aval yayin de kolish, but wine, which is much thinner, kezayis havi yosem. Maybe a kezayis would be the equivalent of more than a revius. So v'chimapik pachos mikezayis l'chayiv, and therefore maybe you should be chayiv for carrying even less than a kezayis, because maybe even less than a kezayis of congealed wine is the equivalent of a revius of liquid wine. Then we said chalav kedei gemiyah, how much milk, the amount of gemiyah that one would swallow. So yibayilahu kedei gemiyah with an aleph or kedei gemiyah with an ayin. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, they see in Bereshit Perek Chaf Dalet when Eliezer says Hagmieni Namat Mayim Mikadech, so you see that it's with an aleph. So therefore, we know that the proper spelling is with an aleph. So now there are three other places where we have a question whether it's with an aleph or an ayin. Ibayilhu, they raise the following shaila that We had learned that you're not supposed to be mitzaref. We learned in the previous Amud, garinim to a shear of ochlin that you're chayev for hutzah. So garinin, garinin. Is it garinin with an aleph or with an ayin? Amar Rava bar Ula, v'nigra me'erkecha. So we see v'nigra is spelled with an ayin when you're gorea from the pidyon of the number of years that have passed since the yovel. So we see garinin is with is with an ayin, meaning the case is about being maktish as de'achuzah. That's the context of the pasuk. If a person is maktish a field that he got as a yerusha during the times when we used to be no hegyovel, and now he wants to be poda it from hegdish, we have to measure it based on a certain set price that's determined in the Torah, which is a beis zera chomer sa'orim is chamishim shekel kesef, that a certain size of land where you can plant a kur of Sa'orim is worth Chamishim Shekel Kesef, but that's for an entire Yovel cycle. So if you're ready 10 years into the Yovel cycle, you'd be poda it by subtracting, 20%, which is, 10 years is 20% of the Yovel cycle, v'chule. So you would have to do that kind of, so the way we describe doing that kind of cheshbon is v'nigra me'erkecha. So you buy Luhu, we also had another suffix when it talks about an Avodas Yom HaKippurim, where you take the Melo Machta Gachle Eish, and the Brisa says that if it only would have said gachle, I would think that you bring gecholim omimos, coals that have already been extinguished. That's why it says eish, to tell me that they have to still be simmering, they have to still be burning. So the question is, omimos with an aleph, or omimos with an ayin? Some Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, this too we have from a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, arazim lo amamuhu began elokim. So you see that ayin is the way to spell it, that the arazim in the whole world are not, there's nothing more beautiful than it, that there was no king that is more strong like the Melech Ashur. So you see that it's called Omimos with an ayin in that context. Ibayilu. Then we had another suffix when we say later on that you're not supposed to be ma'amtsin for the Enei Ames on Shabbos, that you're not supposed to close the eyes of the dead body on Shabbos. Ma'amtsin tnan or ma'amtsin? Is it with an aleph or is it with an ayin? So I'm Rabbi Chia bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. V'otzeim ein of mira ospira is with an ayin, and therefore we assume that this is with an ayin as well. Let's go a little bit further, actually, because the next amud is long. So says Maratan Rabbanan, Hamotzi chalav shel behema. If a person carries out animal milk of a kosher animal, kidei gemia, the shear is the amount that a regular person would be able to swallow at once. Chalav shel isha, human milk, v'lovin shel beitza, or the white of an egg, kidei litin b'meshifa shel kila. It's the amount that you would put into some sort of ointment. Kilar kidei loshof b'mayim. If you're carrying out a kilar, this actual ointment, it's the amount that you would mix with water to put on both of your eyes. It's some sort of eye ointment. So by Ravashi, kidei shifa or kidei achiza v'shifa. Do you need enough just to actually land on the eyes, or the amount that you would need to put it on your finger and then rub it on your eyes afterwards? So the Gemara says, teiku, we leave that question unresolved. Devash kidei liten alakotis, the amount of devash that you'd have to carry in order to be chayiv is the amount that you would put on an animal to soothe the animal's back from all the scratches of the saddle. So tana kidei liten alpi kotis. By Ravashi, so Ravashi raises the question, alakotis, does it mean that you need a shear to be memareach apuma dekulakotis on the entire maka, on the entire wound? Odilma amor shakama dekotis, or maybe only the edges of the wound, lafuke hudron, as opposed to the area around it, that's not included in the area that would require the ointment. So take with the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. We're not sure exactly how much ointment one would be chayiv for carrying out on Shabbos. So we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up there on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis.